This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Morning. Fantastic.
Yeah, double vax devils you.
I know. Oh, man. And the whole team is.
I'm so tired today.
Like, it's not the really vax, is it?
No, it is. Well, it is.
Did you have any wines last night?
No, of course not.
Did you stay up late?
What? No.
Well, did the cat wake you up at 2 in the morning?
3. Why do you always go to, like, me drinking?
Well, I don't always go to that. It's yes, just you were do. Tired. You're just tired.
Don't cross me today.
Okay.
No, so, yeah, Crevo and I went and got our second vax yesterday at the Belmont Hub. Mm. Very well run, let me tell you. Very friendly staff. Thank you to them for that. But, it's hit me this time. I'm not sick or have a headache. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me yesterday. Just felt off.
You had a bad time yesterday.
Just felt off. That's all it was. And back to normal today.
Of course, Crevo, Mr. Perfect.
Well, nothing's wrong with me. I've just had a bit of a sore arm.
Well, it hasn't hit me yet.
It just goes to show how healthy you are.
Mm. Well, I don't know about that. But I feel all right at the moment. So we'll just see.
It's good, though. I feel so much better.
Mm.
Got the digital certificate. We can go on a picnic now, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a...
I've gone on one at, like, the 2 days that I've been back.
2 days, 2 picnics.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's get out. That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah. Maddie, good morning. You're double vaxxed as well. You can come on the picnic as well if you want.
Yeah, team picnic. Let's go.
Let's get some free new FM wine and...
Away we go.
Yeah, own it.
A picnic blanket. Does anyone own one?
I've got two, actually.
Do you really?
I
don't own a picnic.
Well, this summer's hottest accessory.
I did look on Amazon before I booked in for the second jab.
Yeah.
For a picnic basket.
They all sold out?
No, I had a few.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm not game enough to order it because it won't be here before Monday. You know, and we'll be going out to a pub on Monday.
That's true. I can't wait for that.
Well, it's definitely.
Interesting with the picnic industry, right? There's been like such a small industry, like a small window for them to make cash. I feel like this is it.
Yeah, 100%. Like the last time everyone was picnicking was 100 years ago. More probably. It was the only other time in history. Guys, Lads vs. Lasses is up next, of course. Lads currently on 69, so sitting in that little score right there. Lasses on 75, fairways ahead. We've got some work to do. This morning, rather, the prize, $50 fuel card. Around that. That's really good for this time. 13-10-09, we need one guy and one girl to play our Battle of the Sexes style quiz.
All right. The lines are open right now, 13-10-09. Meg's favourite band right now, Nickelback. Today was your last day. A new FM. Good morning. Nickelback, a new FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 11 past 6, 12 degrees in the city right now, guys.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes. It runs all year. The lads currently a little bit behind. We've got some work to do to make up for this. 69 points. The lasses ahead on 75. A $50 fuel card is on the line for the winner. Plus, of course, the glory of the point, which goes on our illustrious point scoring system.
You guys need all the help you can get.
Oh, absolutely. We're a good 6 points behind, right? It's almost a week of
solid work. We'll get there. Meg, you first.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Brett. Hello.
Hey, Brett. How are you?
Brett, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. All right, let's get into your questions then. Question one, which of the following welder types uses a high...
Wrong ones. My bad. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not with it this morning. All right, which underwear firm televised an annual catwalk show featuring its own angels?
Victoria's Secret.
Yes. Well done, Brad.
Right.
1 point.
All right. Curious was the debut fragrance from which American singer?
Jeez, Bieber?
No, it was 2004. Britney Spears. She's one of the biggest fragrance superstars.
Hey, Brett, would you buy Justin Bieber's aftershave?
Yeah.
No. Come on, man.
Brett's like, bring back the welder question.
All right, question three. What are the two main ingredients when you are making a meringue?
Egg whites, sugar.
Boom. Oh, two God, on the two board. Good job, today. Brett.
Yeah, Brett, the mate. Lad's doing well All this right. morning.
All right, let's go to our last this morning. Her name is Jody. Hello. How are you, Jody?
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Ah, happy hump day. What's on for today, Jody?
What am I up to today? Work.
Work. Can I guess disability support worker?
No, I'm a nurse. I work at the MARTA.
Oh, nice.
Thank
nice.
Thank you for everything you do then, Jody.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah. How are you guys going in there at the moment?
Yeah, no, we're good. We're all over.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, look.
Can we give her the question?
No, Meg, no. It doesn't work no. like that.
Damn it!
All right, here we go. Jody, you need three for an instant win today, two for a tiebreaker coin toss. Question one. Which of the following welder types uses a high electrical current to melt the welding wire? A MIG welder or an arc welder?
MIG.
No, it's an arc welder.
Oh,
question number two. Which of the following is not a real craft beer brand? Is it A, Pirate Life, B, Chicken Life, or C, Moondog?
Chicken Life?
Yes,
that is correct.
Here we go. This is for
pressure is on.
A tiebreaker coin toss. What is the quintessential brand of the sports car that James Bond drives? They're pretty much in every single movie. Think luxury cars.
Oh, it's a Ferrari?
No.
Aston Martin.
Lads win.
Lads.
Brett, good job, man. We've cracked. We're moving on from 69 to 70 points. Fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Thank
Easy
you very much.
Easy as that.
Wow. We're getting back. That's great. I'm happy about that.
Gonna make these questions harder, I think.
Man, could they have been any harder?
No.
I wouldn't have known anything about Aston Martins or welders or any of that
that's
junk.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, and I didn't know any of the questions you asked, so, you know.
Well, maybe tomorrow I'll put some questions in about Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yes, I do love Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. He's got two besties now. Two new besties in Prince William and Prince Harry.
Well, this
I
is,
never
this is weird.
Thought I'd see the day that these three would be friends. Considering I think Harry and Will's aren't really on good terms at the moment.
Do you think that Harry is going over to Snoop's house in LA and chuffing on?
Possibly.
Yeah,
it'd be
perhaps.
Interesting to see.
Are you suggesting, Maddie, that they all are into model trains?
Yeah, exactly right.
Just chuffing away there, yeah. The smoke puffing out, like a whole
There's
room filled with
together
it. Billowing out from the door cracks even.
Well, Snoop Dogg's turned around and said that Harry and William are my boys. I never thought I'd hear that said about a royal family. I'll give you more details on this new friendship next.
And their model train sets. 6:16 at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Justin Bieber, hold on at New FM. Welcome to Wednesday with the Novos.
In order to gain stability. Oh, he double teamed his ass. That's that must be
I love him.
It's not a Snoop Dogg interview with a lot of bleeps.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you don't hear bleeps, you got to worry it's an imposter.
But if he's not... With all that bleeping, though, how do you think he's interacting with Prince Harry and Prince William, who apparently now are his boys, as he says?
I mean, behind the scenes, I reckon that he just speaks like he normally does, and they just deal with it.
Oh, absolutely. I think you'd get along better with Harry over Wills.
Well, Harry lives in LA at the moment, so obviously Meghan Markle's lived in America for a long time, so maybe it's a thing, but... He says, as soon as I knew they were fans, I reached out to them and then we've been cool ever since. And I look out for them and they reach out to me whenever they want.
Oh, wow. I love that. I can see them going over, you know, keeping it real. Like, I like that. I like Harry.
The funny thing is, though, with Snoop, I never really actually knew what his full name was. Do you know what his full name is?
No, I do not.
Snoop Doggiest Dog,
That's,
I thought.
No, it's actually Calvin Corradoza Brodus Jr.
No wonder he changed it.
It's not the...
I like his real
it's
name
not
better.
The most...
You try and repeat it.
Yeah, I can't. Calvin.
But could you imagine how, like, a conversation, like a text conversation would go down between all of these three?
Well, if they're his boys, you can only imagine that they'd have the group chat happening.
They're pretty tight.
Well, it's very lucky, Meg, because you've actually
accessed
found
it.
Like a file from Snoop's phone.
Yeah.
That we
all
have
of those
right
security
here,
features.
Text chain.
Thank God WhatsApp went down last night. I was able to hack into it.
And get the text chain.
Exactly.
Between Snoop Dogg, Prince William and Prince Harry. Well,
yeah.
Let's read it out.
Okay, right, who's so playing who here?
I'll be Snoop Dogg.
All right, I'll be Harry.
Okay,
okay
here
I'll
we
be
go.
William. All right.
Snoop Dogg. And I'm not going to use an accent because how insulting, right? So I'm just going to use my very own voice. Snoop Dogg. Yo there, my two princes.
Hello there, good sir.
Harry. Snoop, my good man.
What's the fat word, future Mac Daddy?
Just waiting for the rain to clear at the palace and then heading on a picnic with the children. How is LA?
Man, I be living my dopest game. The girls, the sun, it's fat time.
Sounds smashing, chap.
Snoop, do you still mind minding the children tomorrow night so Megan and I can have our date night?
Hang on, Harry. Why is Snoop watching your children?
Well, brother, we're only new to LA and Snoop has been very welcoming. And the children love him. They call him Uncle Snoopy.
Yes, yes, yo, Harry. I've been preparing. I've got all the snacks locked and loaded to bounce this shizzle out.
Excellent, sir. Shall I drop them off around 6?
I'll peep you then, my man.
So, Snoop, when can Kate and I pop across the pond next? Could we drop the children off?
My man, if Harry is on the level, you for shizzle are. Feel free to pull up any time.
Thank you, Snoop. I look forward to the children getting to know their Uncle Snoopy.
Okay, fellas, I have to run. Have a fantastic day, and I'll chat to you later.
Ta-ta.
Later, fellas. Stay real.
I feel like that's a fairly accurate depiction.
100%. That is what the group chat of those three is like.
The right levels of looseness as well. Like uptight Wills,
yep.
Loose Snoop, and middle of the road Harry.
Pretty chill Harry. Harry's always pretty chill.
Good job, man.
That's excellent.
Hacking skills.
We'll have to get you to hack into other systems along the way.
WhatsApp needs to go down again. That's
all
the only
right,
issue.
We've
That's
wait.
The only reason we got away with it this time.
We've got to wait for the Zuck to
Good
stuff up.
Good stuff. Hey, 6:27 at New FM. Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning.
The Novos. When you wake up on New FM. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Big renovations, Crevo, in Sandgate, because, you know, nothing really ever happens here, but you've got some great news for us Sandgate lovers here
this
morning.
Look, we always think that Sandgate is the centre of the universe, and I think there's no greater proof than this. So huge money is being spent to renovate the old chapel at the Sandgate Cemetery.
Yes.
Apparently it's a historic building, 85 years old. So how great, right?
It's your favourite place in the world.
Sandgate's on the move.
Yeah, Maddie, you walk through the Sandgate Cemetery all the time.
Are
right?
you looking forward to the renovation of the chapel?
Look, yeah, I'm interested to see what it looks like. Let's see how it goes in, you know, vary up my daily walk.
Yeah.
Do you snoop at the different, like, sites there, like the graves and do
you read them? I've definitely, like, snooped at the graves and, like, looked through who's there. And if you see, like, an interesting little comment on a gravestone, I'll do a quick Google and be like, what happened here? Like, what's this? what does that mean?
Your journalistic, like, instincts cannot be quashed.
I love stories. I want to know about these people. I want to know who they were.
What did they get up to?
It sounds morbid, right? But I do that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and especially if you're taking a daily walk through a cemetery, you have to have something to do, right? Like, you can't just walk through there and
ignore
not think
it all.
About it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I talk to them sometimes.
Do you?
Wow.
Like, hello, how are you?
Really?
Because
do they talk back?
No.
That sounds like you're trying to, like lull the spirits. Like, hi, hello,
hey guys,
I'm friendly.
Don't haunt me.
No need to stick your hand out of the grave right now.
Do you know what, though? It's so dilapidated over there in, like, certain areas.
Right.
And I think, you know what? If I was dead, I'd want somebody to, like, say hello to me.
On the way through.
Past, you know? Because a lot of them are, like, probably don't have family left.
Well, I, really I old. Guess not.
Anyway. A bit cooked. I'll tell you who is cooked at the moment. Demi Lovato. Now, they have a brand new Netflix show out at the moment. It's called Unidentified. So her best friend and her sister basically go searching for aliens and all that gear. You're a non-believer, Crevo. Meg, where do you stand on aliens?
I think there's something out there. I just don't think we've experienced it yet.
That's actually my position, just to be clear.
Demi was on the Kelly Clarkson show the other day. Jackson actually sent me this link. Judge for yourself. But she was telling Kelly about an alien abduction that had happened to her recently.
And so I woke up in my room, and there was like three beings. And then, and they were like, do you want to see your planet? And I was like, oh, sorry.
So you were like, hell yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, let's go. So I like whooshed out of my room and was like hovering over the planet. And then all of a sudden they're like, you want to see our planet? And I was like, hell yeah. Then I whooshed to this like pink and purple planet that I've never seen, but...
Now, I'm a believer. I really am, but I'm finding it really hard to believe that story.
Have you ever travelled anywhere by whoosh? What, by whoosh?
Now, Meg, historically on this show, this has been one topic that I've just been wanting to get on and do it successfully for years. I want somebody on this show that's actually had a proper... paranormal encounter.
Okay.
It hasn't worked up until this point. So this is like the last ditch effort for me today. 13-10-09, real talk. Have you seen an alien?
Okay.
Listen to the silence. Right. Get behind it. Come on.
Look, prove me wrong. Yeah. Prove me wrong. That's
Think about Williamtown. Always sightings out there.
Well,
right?
There's sightings of something, that's for sure. 13-10-09 to get involved. Put you in the draw for prize of the week.
Yeah, $400 worth of Yumbo Rama meals. If you've seen an alien, you know somebody that's seen an alien, or maybe you've just got a story you want to share about a sighting. Call now. No account. Julian Michaels right now at New FM. I'm afraid. So much to say, but I don't. Noah Khan, Julia Michaels at New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 6:41, sunny today, 26, the top in the valley, guys. 13-10-09 this morning, we're talking aliens. You guys are paying me out because I want a person on the air this morning that's seen a real-life alien. I believe in them. Crevo, you not so much. Meg,
I believe in them. I just don't think we've made contact yet.
That's actually my position. I do think there is life out there somewhere in the universe. Is statistically very likely.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've ever come here.
Well, Demi Lovato.
Statistically unlikely.
Brand new show on Netflix, Unidentified, where she basically, like, explores all the paranormal sightings. And she's now claiming she's actually been picked up by aliens and taken on a journey. Now, I'm not saying that she's lying, but... I don't know how true it is.
Are you the type of kid who grew up watching X-Files?
No. Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Men in Black was a great movie.
You could be an alien. You could be an alien. Yeah, I could be an alien.
You just don't know.
You just need the noisy cricket.
Nobody's called.
With the giant guns.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's time to finally put a bullet in this.
I think so too.
I reckon
before
this is
I
my
got
third
here,
attempt.
How many times have you done
maybe
this?
Maybe twice before
over the years. Yeah.
This is my third attempt.
You know what this is a bit like?
What?
There's people that work on these telescopes for years and years looking for that signal. Nothing. Nothing. They haven't found anything yet.
The thing is, though, if we go back to the Men in Black thing, they're not allowed to reveal that they're aliens.
Well, I don't think expecting an alien to call the show.
Well, you never know. I was kind of hoping that, to be completely honest, but apparently that's not the case.
Not a chance.
Imagine if an alien called the show. That's the type of person I want to speak to.
Well,
human or alien.
Absolutely.
Do you know what's ruined this, Crevo?
What?
You and Jackson trolling that UFO sighting group. But it really has, because people don't feel comfortable calling up and sharing their stories.
Look, if you are one of those people, chill out. It's a bit of fun, you know? And we will not hesitate to do it again in the future.
Oh, God.
Be aware. Be alert. Be aware. That's all I'll say.
Oh, they turned on you too hard.
I know. They did not like us. Hey, guys, up next, we are playing Beat the Meat. Now, if you would like to...
I want us to wait for calls.
Oh, you want to wait? No, okay, let's move on. If you want to win a big old pile of sausages, this is your chance. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. We just need one competitor, 13-10-09, to play our Beat the Bomb-style game and win a bunch of meat. It's as simple as that.
Very good. The lines are open right now on UFM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM.
I love a short week. It's already Wednesday. How good is that? This is New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Time for Beat the Meat right now.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
So normally we have the big pile of sausages here in the studio, but today we don't. In fact, we've got Singo's Butcheries. We just call them up later. They said, we've got the sausage machine all warmed up and we'll just make as many as you need. So you'll get them even fresher than normal if you win, of course. This is our Beat the Bomb style game. All you have to do is yell stop before the sausages explode everywhere.
Can you say that again?
Stop! Is that the right voice?
He's got some energy today.
Yeah, I'm vibing. Right?
That's taking COVID.
100%. A lot of people say it makes you drowsy. I say it's like a big energy boost. I'm buzzing.
We are going to go to Tanamba this morning. Rebecca lives with her partner, has two kids, drives a Mitsubishi Lancer and works as a support worker. Now, Rebecca, what kind of support worker are you?
Work in aged care.
Aged care, okay. I thought we were going to have another disability support worker right over here. No.
Hey, Rebecca, sorry, Meg, I need to just butt in here.
Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens, Rebecca?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Smart lady.
It's the final nail in the coffin. Right?
Yeah. Are you all ready for Freedom Day, Rebecca?
Yeah.
What are your plans?
I'd like to go to Gloucester and see my mum and dad.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. I do like that. Have a big barbecue with all these snags, you might win.
Here, maybe.
Is Gloucester in lockdown at the moment, Rebecca?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you don't.
Don't even know.
All right, let's
go.
Here we go. Let's beat the meat.
One sausage. Four sausages. Five sausages. 19 sausages. 24 sausages. 28 sausages. 49 sausages.
Stop.
Oh! Man, that was right on the buzzer, Rebecca.
I don't know. Oh, jeez.
Did all of them explode?
You got the sausages.
Oh, what? Out a lucky, lucky girl.
49 sausages.
Well done, Rebecca.
Wow.
That's a big barbecue.
That is a big barbecue.
Man, that's a lot.
Imagine even carrying all them. You have to bring someone along to carry them home.
The wheel-along esky, I think, is going to be needed.
Perfect. Yeah, those little ones on wheels.
Yeah.
Do you have a barbecue, Rebecca?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Course. Good one.
Well, perfect 49 sausages? Don't know.
It takes a really talented person to manage that many sausages.
Wow. Well, absolutely.
On a bike. I mean, 49. That's
imagine
massive.
Just holding them all in your hands. That's right. You're spinning them all.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM 6:55. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Man, I'll tell you what, I know you guys are, like, Crevo, you in particular, very social guy, lots of friends over all the time. I tell you what, Meg, I know you're a bit of a homebody.
Yeah,
me, though, I'm like an Altian child's level, like, cave dweller at the moment. Like, man, the pandemic, the last 2 years, I've just been stuck at home. And I kind of had a moment the other day. I was having some vinos with my housemate, Lizzie. Yeah. And we're just, like, she's from Perth. I'm originally from Sydney. I've been here for, like, 3.5 years now. And I kind of feel like I haven't really experienced the region properly. I haven't experienced, like, the little bars and restaurants and little nooks. There's so much out there to experience. So me and my housemate made a pact that this summer we're getting out there.
This is great.
We are forcing ourselves out of this dingy old cave and we are having some fun.
Hitting the town, the two of you.
I come up with an idea. Now, bear with me. This is what I want to do. Over summer, I want to create like a group with us and some listeners.
Yeah.
And we're calling it the Big Summer Bucket List.
I love
this. So basically, how this works, if you've got an idea of like where we should all visit, call us now, 131009. I'm talking like bars not many people know about, restaurants, activities. I want to set up a little social group over the summer holidays.
This is cool. I like this.
You guys are welcome to join.
I'm taking you to Toronto Pub.
I grew up
in Toronto. Toronto Pub, add it to the list.
First one on the list.
So we're going to build this list together. And then hopefully over the summer period, we'll like put some stuff up on Facebook. You can come along if you want. And we'll just like have drinks and enjoy summer.
Yeah.
Why not?
How good is that? So the Big Summer Bucket List. If you want to add something to the list, give us a call right now, 131009.
It could be like something, as Meg said, you're local that you're super proud of that you want other people to see, or maybe something a little bit, you know, secret or interesting out there. This is your chance. Of course, everyone that gets on air in for the draw for $400 worth of Yumbo Rum.
Great way to support local business as well. If we can get like a good group of us.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're a bit of a loner, like I am, and you just want to hang out and have some drinks and chill out, give us a call. We'll do it after Sigala, James Arthur, Lasting Lover, and UFM. Good morning. 22, the top around the lake today, and UFM. It's 12 degrees right there with the Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo, guys, and we are talking our big summer bucket list right now. Yeah, so I'm getting out of the cave this summer. I'm living my life. I feel like in the last 2 years, I've hardly done anything, and I haven't enjoyed summer here. And it's like, man, we're all coming out of this together. So I want to build the big summer bucket list. So it can
this
be bars, experiences, restaurants, and I want to do every single item on the list over summer.
Yeah.
If you nominate, you're welcome to join.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have like a list of dates when we go there. I noticed you guys haven't committed yet.
No, I'm keen as. I can't wait.
I don't have a life, so I'm already there.
It'd be so fun.
Pubs, bars, little restaurants, unique eats, like unique experiences as well.
And it's our own way of like supporting local business as well when we come out of this.
One little thing, you know how much I love animals and whatnot.
Yeah.
Have you actually been to like Blackbutt Reserve yet, for example?
No.
I'm taking you to Blackbutt Reserve then.
All right, we'll add that to the list. All right, 131009, if you want to add a venue to the list, let's go to Jasmine. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Jasmine?
Good, how are you guys?
Yeah, going well. Okay, tell us, what do you want to add to the list?
Birmingham and Upper Winton, the Upper Hunter.
Okay, so what have you been there and what is that experience going to entail?
I've been there multiple times over the years. It's a good time and the views are absolutely stunning.
Okay, amazing views. Nice. Maybe go there for a sunrise, sunset situation.
I like that idea.
Take your own vinos, perhaps. Do your own.
I'm going up. I suggest if you guys like pies, stop and cross pies and have a dinner.
Okay.
All right.
Good little pie opportunity as well there. You know what I really want to try? This place called Uptowns.
Oh, my God. Is that the gaming one? I've never been there, but I really want to go.
No, it's like an 80s, 90s culture bar, like a small bar.
Okay, yep.
Looks super, super good. It's a couple of locals have, like, set this thing up. So, you know, think about, like, all of the nostalgia of the 90s, essentially, in this little bar. It's supposed to be great. Another one I want to try is Saint. So this is like a gin, specialty gin place. I know Jackson loves this gin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do I.
I'll add that to the list.
That's got to be there. Saint's Bar. That's what I want to try. And look, I know I've recommended this on the show before, but if you've had a few too many and you're looking for a tasty snack, you must try Chicken Brothers. The Korean fried chicken of Newcastle.
Time this week.
You have to try it. You have to try it. It's that good. I swear it's not a paid advertisement.
All right. So what we've got so far, Toronto Pub.
Toronto Pub.
Do not pronounce that incorrectly.
Toronto Pub. Burning Mountain, Black Butt Reserve, Saints Bar. Look, there's a good split of alcohol nights.
You need a couple of days off. Come on.
Have you guys tried Basement on Market Street?
No.
The Italian place?
Yeah, well, yeah. So it's supposed to be like small dishes and stuff like that. It's supposed to be like tapas and that kind of thing. Have you guys tried that?
No.
No.
Looks great. Once again, keep meaning to go. Never been.
Yep.
Well, let's do this team dinner then.
Yep.
For sure.
Done. Stuff. Catch there you the go. Tram in.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can.
Thanks, guys. Coming up next, Meg, we're talking news that shouldn't make the news.
Yeah, so Creeper kicked this off, I think, last week or the week before. News articles that don't need to be written.
Like, they just shouldn't be,
They
right?
shouldn't be written. The headlines, it just doesn't make sense. We're going to go over to the UK for the Mirror UK. This lady was complaining about her wedding dress, and that's a big thing for ladies is wedding dresses. But the solution was very simple, and it didn't need to be a news article.
Oh, this is great.
Absolutely not. I'll give you the details next.
UFM.
The Novos. UFM.
UFM.
Bro Williams, happy and UFM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Carivo. 7:24, sunny today, 22 the top around the lake, 26 on the coast.
The Novos.
Now, despite me not actually wanting a wedding or not wanting to get married, I've already found my wedding dress and that was really lame.
That's
it's like strange, $180 from ASOS. It's like this pink glittery thing, but
I mean that's so cheap, man.
I know. I'm a designer
to get married.
But Creeper, you're engaged.
Yes.
What would happen if Emmy, she got her wedding dress in the mail and it wasn't right?
Well,
how would she react?
Well, probably pretty upset because obviously when you order something, you expect it to come as depicted on the website, right?
Would you expect there to be a news article written about the ordeal.
The order gone wrong? Absolutely not.
Well, this woman, according to the Mirror UK, basically ordered a wedding dress online and it arrived. And the thing is, it didn't look exactly the way it did on the mannequin in the store. And she was really, really upset, wrote an angry email to the company with the photo of her in the dress.
So what kind of dress is it? Is it like a long piece? Is it like a full wedding gown?
It's a full wedding gown with ruffles down the bottom. I'll show you a photo.
Oh, yeah. So sort of tight at the bottom, frilly at the... tight at the top, frilly at the bottom.
Yeah.
That is the ugliest wedding dress I've ever laid eyes on.
The thing is, look at the photo of her in the wedding dress. Doesn't really look similar, does it?
No, not at all. Very different, right?
It looks like a Hessian sack that's been dyed white. Essentially. Anyway, so
you'd feel deceived if you ordered the one that you showed and you got that. Absolutely.
Every woman wants.
And she sent an email to this company demanding a refund because the dress isn't the same.
Totally different, right? You have not sent what I ordered.
No. And then she's got an email back from this company saying, try putting it on the right way. It was inside out.
Oh, well, that's very embarrassing for her.
And Mirror UK have jumped on this for a news story.
We'll send our finest journalist. quick, Tracy Grimshaw, get on the case with this.
Quicker than air sprites.
Get your own outfit. We know you like to do that.
Now, according to this article, the bride was left in stitches over her blonde moment and shared the hilarious mishap to Facebook. So some journalist, he's probably friends with this woman, thought, I can make an article out of this. They've probably got a quota they've got to keep up with.
Can you imagine? These, like, useless news stories have really only come to light in the last maybe 5 to 10 years since the internet's become what it is today.
Yep.
Like, what happened to all of these useless, like, funny stories 40, 50 years ago?
They just didn't make... They didn't make the paper.
They're the fluff segments at the end of the news, like the cat pageants and all of that kind of stuff.
I would argue that a cat pageant is hilarious. You know, cats in funny outfits. That's a real story.
But a woman trying on a wedding dress incorrectly is apparently news.
A woman getting her clothes inside out is not a story and does not warrant, you know, 500 or 600 words describing the whole situation.
I'm a big believer in the customer isn't always right.
Right. Well, this is a perfect example.
That BS, but they are not.
Anyone who has worked in customer service knows that's BS.
Absolutely right. Well, thanks for bringing us another edition of It Shouldn't Be News.
Hey, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next, guys. Plus, birthday lotto before 8 o'clock this morning. Guys, it's worth $1,550 today. Pretty big.
Stop ringing now. You don't even know what month it is.
All right, we'll do it next in your FM.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So the other night, I, of course, every night fall asleep really easily. But the other night, Emmy, my partner, my fiance, was having a bit of trouble sleeping and had a bit of a restless night. So the next morning on text, I was just like, oh, hey, how are you? She's like, oh, I had a bit of a restless night. During the night, the dog, Molly, the whippet, had snuck into the bed, which happens sometimes, probably about half the time, I'd say.
Yep, yep.
It's like 2-3 in the morning, sneaks in. And Emmy said that she heard Molly fart. Now, I didn't believe this because I've never... ever heard a dog fart. Smelt one? Oh my God, yes. They are stinky sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But I have never heard one. Now, I asked, of course, I said, what sound did it make? Because I didn't believe this was a thing. And her description of it was, and I'm just going to read the text. It says, like, pre? Like, P-R-E-E-T?
You know what, though? If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around, did it really fall?
Well, that's the question. That's the thing. So this
I've heard it before.
No, you haven't.
I absolutely have.
I've never in my 33 years of living.
Hey, I'm telling you,
I've had dogs my whole life, pretty much, except for like a few years there. Never heard the sound.
Do you know what
smelt,
it is?
But not heard.
So that sound that she described, I think, is quite accurate because they've got like, what's the word? Not much space.
Like the little leather coin purse is.
Well, it's like really pursed up, you know, right. Like it's really pursed up tight. So like when the air tries to escape, it's almost like this squeaking sound.
Yeah. I didn't believe it. I've never heard it. Meg, have you ever had a dog growing up?
Yeah, we had a Roddy growing up named Boss.
Oh.
Like, he was a big boy.
You smelled a few over the years, I'm guessing.
We did. I've heard it. I absolutely have heard it.
Yeah, when I worked at the dog grooming salon as a teenager,
I was tasked
with washing the big dogs in the hydro bath, and I've definitely heard them.
Are you hearing something else, I swear?
No.
All right, this is what I want to throw out there. 13:10:09, it's like if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there, does it make a sound? Have you heard a dog break wind? I swear it's not a thing. You guys, I don't know. This is, although I am hearing more evidence that it may be a thing. 13:10:09.
You're just wrong place, wrong time. That's all it is.
I've never heard it. I've smelt so many over my 30 years of life, but I've never heard one.
Some quality stuff here this morning. Jubel, dancing in the moonlight.
This is a good sound.
Man, look at the phones lighting up. Nothing surprises me. Good morning. We get Jubel, dancing in the moonlight at New FM 740 with the Novos, and we are talking dogs this morning.
Yeah, that's it. So apparently my fiance has heard the noise, which I didn't believe existed in my 33 years of life, owning dogs most of the time, have never heard a dog break wind. I have smelt one, of course. Everyone does. Yeah. They can be very bad, sometimes quite toxic. But to hear one, I didn't think it existed. I thought that that was just not a thing. Let's go to the phones, though, and find out.
Amy, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, going well, Amy. Have you heard your dog
break wind?
Break wind.
Yeah, my Frenchie's fart all the time.
What kind of sound does it make?
Most of the time, it's like a kid farting.
Like, just like quite squeaky and squealy, yeah?
Yeah, every now and then it can be like, you know, how your quiet ones are trying to sneak out and be nice about it.
Yeah, so it's more discreet.
Like normal human fart.
There we go.
There
like
you
a
go.
Bit of a toot, maybe.
Toot, toot.
Hello, Donna. Have you heard your dog fart by any chance?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I haven't heard her fart.
See, I knew this was. Maybe it's the type of dog or something.
Maybe.
Well, Lucy has three legs. Jen has one hind leg.
Okay.
So, maybe that affects it?
No, I think that if... Yeah, I think if I heard it, I would definitely hear it from her.
Because but, she can't run away far
how,
from you?
How long have you had little Lucy, Donna?
Oh, Lucy's about 9 years old.
9 years? You haven't heard a thing?
See, I'm not the only
but,
one.
You know, no, but I can tell you, not that I've ever sat there and listened for it, but the smell, wow.
Yeah.
Silent but deadly is definitely the phrase.
Donna,
100%.
Dogs are like people in a lot of ways, and what I mean by that is, you know, I don't know what you're like with if you're married or what your situation is, but a lot of people in relationships like hold it in around their partners. So some people never hear their partner like let any wind go. Like maybe dogs are the same. They've just got great manners.
No, I don't think so.
Thank you, Donna. I'm glad we've found another person who's never heard the mystical sound that is. Isaiah, up next. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Really good. Now, have you ever heard this mystical sound?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, what is it with your dog or one you've met along the way? Or
It was actually my mate's dog. I lived with my mate for a few years, and I had this dog, Charger. And no matter what he was doing, he could be laying down, he could be playing with you, and he'd just fart. And it would stink. Like, would literally have to clear the house out.
Was it quite like a bassy sound, or still the squealy sound?
It was sort of a squealy sound, but then it had a little bass to it as well.
Yeah, right.
What kind of dog was Charger?
He was, quite a bit ago now. Not quite sure what
type
of dog
he was. Getting pitbull vibes from a name
massive.
Like Charger. Ah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, bloody Charger, hey? Judge up.
You know what I think we've learnt from this? Some people have heard the mystical sound and some haven't, and it just, I think it depends on the type of dog.
It's going to throw you off guard when you finally hear it one day.
Look, one day I will hear it if that is the last thing I do in this life.
It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, 100%. Aren't we doing that? The big summer bucket list?
Let's go to Horseshoe Beach.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, just go onto YouTube. I've just Googled it. I'm not going to play them because I'm not stooping that low, but there is proof.
Okay.
Yeah, there
At
you
least
go.
I know it's out there.
Guys, Birthday Lotto is up next. We have $1,550 to give away. All you need is a birthday to play. What month are we looking for?
February.
Okay, the lines are open 13:10:09 if you want to play.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, guys, this is epic. Looking for Feb babies. A lot of cash here up for grabs, and this needs to go off.
I know, right?
Feeling it today. Just so good before Christmas, right? Just pays all the bills, buy some presents for the kids. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to Rodney from Dungog, a bread delivery driver. Single, has two kids, 10 and 3, drives a Toyota Hilux. How many deliveries have you done this morning, Rodney?
Oh, I've done about 7 already, and I've got 3 to go, and then it's home time.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Now tell us, Rodney, like, what types of bread in there? You've got, do you have, like, white or sourdough or multigrain? What's the situation?
I've got absolutely everything.
Yeah, you do.
What's your go-to bread?
Oh, my go-to bread is multigrain.
I love I don't like wholemeal, but I'll go multigrain. Is that weird?
Yeah. Multigrain's good.
It's so good. All right, let's get you $1,550.
Hey, Rodney.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a free loaf?
Always.
You never pay for bread, do you, Rodders?
No, not at all.
All right, were you born on the 7th of February?
No.
How close were we?
The 16th.
Oh, not even close.
Sorry, Rodney.
Love your work, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rodders. Enjoy the bread.
Rodney's the real winner because he gets free bread all the time.
He doesn't need the money. He's saving all that money on bread.
Exactly right.
Hey, guys, our birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock today. The $1,550 still in play. And I just got a text from the boss, actually.
Oh.
He's approved double the times today right across your workday.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, love
so
it.
More chances to win. Keep it right here on UFM. Checking in with the newsroom next. It's 7:54. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So, guys, yesterday I saw this ad for a new show coming to Channel 9 called Parental Guidance. Now, it was kind of shocking because it feels like, and they're billing it as, like, from the creators of Maths, and they basically put all these parents and their kids and, like, watch each other how they deal with certain situations and then, like, judge each other.
Oh, hell yes.
This thing feels, like, quite savage in some ways. So they're talking about all the different, like, parenting styles. They're talking about, like, helicopter parents, tiger parents, free range, routine, extreme authoritarians. So even, like, the language around it is very, like, emotive. And it got me thinking, is it right or wrong to have this show? Because these kids are wound up in this and, you know, there's going to be a lot of emotional stress and things like that. And they don't really have a lot of say in the whole situation. They're just, like, wound into this thing and suddenly they're a part of it non-TV. So what I want to do up next, 13:10:09, have you seen this promo? What are you thinking? Do you think this whole thing's right or wrong?
It depends on how old the kids are, I think, in this aspect as well, because they don't have the emotional capability to deal with some of this pressure that the adults might have.
So they look like concern. They look like they're about like 12 and under.
Okay. I don't think I'm for this.
It seems to me, though, like the parents are the ones judging each other. They're not necessarily putting the kids up there.
But they're
going
to judge the kids anyway. I think
it's right. And do you know what? Very entertaining.
Okay.
Do you know what it makes? Watching shows like Maths and now Parental Guidance, it just makes you feel better about your own life, doesn't it? Naughty parents out there we all have naughty kids.
Okay.
It's just part of life.
I think the benefit is you might see different parenting styles.
True.
Like, that's a possible benefit. But 13:10:09, do you think this show is right or wrong? We'll get your calls on the air next.
All right, after Tones and I, this is Cloudy Day at New FM 8:05. Tones and I, Cloudy Day at New FM 7:08. Welcome to Wednesday. We're talking Parental Guidance, brand new show, right or wrong?
Yeah, so this show from Channel 9, they're saying it's raw and confronting 10 sets of parents. So you can already imagine there's a huge amount of drama because parents often think, rightly so, it's your own right if you've got kids, that their parenting style is the best and other styles are not so good.
Yeah.
Like, even as a kid in high school, I remember, like, you meet other parents and you go, oh, my God, the way they do this is crazy, right? Or this person, the thing they're doing here or the time they have to rush off the bed or whatever, it just seems so weird and alien. So to mix them all in a room, I think it's going to create chaos.
Television gold.
See, I just think because everyone who goes on Maths, for example, and they're saying this is from the creators of Maths, right? They come off the show and complain about how production has made them seem to the public.
Like villains, right?
Yeah, and these are fully grown adults. Kids are going to have to deal with that now. They're going to have to deal with that kind of pressure.
Okay, that is the argument for saying that this is no good. The argument, Maddie, from your side of things, entertainment, right?
Absolutely. Let's all get off our high horses for a minute, right? And just get back to the real world. It's entertainment. Television exists. Reality television also exists, even more so. Just embrace it.
I don't think kids need to be emotionally scarred in the process.
Not
emotionally,
but
If I was on this, I would probably get emotionally scarred. Even as an adult, as a kid, I don't think I would have handled it.
Okay. All right. This is the debate that we're having. And maybe, you know, as a positive, is you see other parenting styles become more open-minded.
There's
right?
a more positive way of looking at it. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, yourself.
Good, Kayla. What are your thoughts on this, right or wrong? Parental guidance.
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, what's your reasoning?
I'm a mum myself, and I know how judgy other parents can be, and I just don't think it's healthy.
Okay, yeah. So have you seen, like, in your own experience, like, other parents, you know, causing issues over parenting styles or that sort of thing?
You go onto mum pages on Facebook and you see it all the time.
Right, yeah. Right. So it's like drama that kicks off on there.
Oh, 100%.
And the kids aren't exposed to that, but they will be on this show.
Yep, that's
there
right.
Yeah, thanks,
but Meg, we don't know the format of the show.
Oh, we
like,
know.
Like, how do you know? They're not going to put the kids there and grill them.
If
like,
they're comparing it to Maths, it's going to be like that.
Thanks, Kayla.
The drama going to be kicking off.
Yeah.
Robbie, good morning.
Good morning, my lovely.
Hey, what are your thoughts, Robbie?
I don't think it's going to be good.
You know, now, when you say that, does that mean you're not going to be entertained or you think the show's a bad idea?
I'm probably going to sit there if I watch it because I've seen the promos and go, one parent, well, you're an idiot. And I know I don't judge people, but I will be. And I don't think they deserve that.
Sounds like you do judge people.
Yeah, Robbie,
well, not to the extent, I wouldn't say it to their face. You know, like some people say, oh,
well, you don't have to. On the TV, you can say what you want. Judge away. Well, it's interesting. Look, look, Robbie, I think you're just going to enjoy the show. I'm going to take that as you're going to be a fan. Thank you, Robbie.
All right, next is Paige. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good things. How are you?
Really, really good. So wrap this up for us. Do you think this show, right or wrong, you're going to enjoy it? What's your view on it?
It's definitely wrong. Like, exposing the poor kids to everything like this, especially like TV shows.
Paige, will you watch it?
No, I don't want
to. There was a hesitation there.
It's got to be one of those ones where he's like, I have to have a look just so I can pass judgment for 5 minutes and then you get stuck watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll feel so wrong watching it, but then I guess it'll be one of those things where it just draws you in.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you ever go on the show page?
Well, I don't have kids, so I'm lucky there.
Okay.
No.
It's a hard no.
Hey, Paige, question.
Yeah.
$100,000 for you to go on the show. Would you do it?
Ooh,
yeah,
I guess
cool.
Money talks.
Money talks.
I knew it. Another one for me.
You know what? Paige. Secretly, I reckon so many people are going to watch this.
Yeah.
And then they'll just talk about how bad it is.
It's going to be massive.
I think so.
It's going to be huge.
Do you know what, guys? We all make fun of Dance Moms and stuff like that.
See, I've never watched that.
This is exactly the same. Like, probably, like, less intrusive.
Mm. Perhaps, yeah.
Maybe.
Like, look at Honey Boo Boo and stuff.
Well,
like,
so true.
Talk about reality TV exploiting kids. It's been happening for years, guys.
Not stopping anytime soon, apparently.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this parental guidance
look,
show?
Look, everything has a price and everything's negotiable, and I'm willing to watch it. I mean, that's just life. I think it's great.
What kind of parent would you be?
Look, if the cameras approached me, I'd be that parent.
whatever they need you to be for the role, right?
Yeah, you tell me what you want me to be.
Hey, what's on the way, man?
I've got some parenting advice, actually, from Meghan Trainor. Also, to Will Smith, the biggest movie regret that he has, he's revealed what it is and why.
Excellent. Nice. Details in minutes at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
He is the only, you know, responsible source of gossip in Newcastle. Good morning, producer Jackson.
Hello.
I don't know if I'd call myself a responsible source. But
I'll... The only responsible source in Newcastle, for sure.
You've just got to tell yourself how you can tell yourself. Right? I mean, here we go. Responsible. Everyone that knows me out there just spat out their coffee and their breakfast. Let's talk about Will Smith. So he's opened up about all the movies that he's done and the one that he just thinks is, as he says, a thorn in his side. So at the time, Wild Wild West was the biggest movie around. So it had like a $170 million budget and it was a total flop on the big screen. Have you ever seen this?
It was not good.
I think I saw like a small, like 10 minutes of it and went, no, I'll be right.
The song was like, the only credible thing from that movie.
The whole movie was like just terrible. But do you know why he says that it was bad? Because he says, to see myself with chaps on, I just didn't like it. That was not the only bad thing about the film, Will Smith.
As if he hasn't worn chaps before. Mm. He's a swinger.
Oh, I know. The interesting story
that's true.
About that marriage. Have you seen the Red Table Talk that Jada Pinkett does?
No.
Oh, my God. That family will say and do anything to be relevant, let me tell you that much. On another note, Willow Smith, have you heard that new song that she's on with the anxiety that's big on TikTok right now?
No.
I only figured out that it was Willow Smith last night, and it is actually pretty great. She's probably the shining star of that family because, I mean, they even did that wide-angle camera Sony flip phone ad. Oh. I mean, they literally sell out to anything.
Hey, well, they make the money where they can, right?
Well, they've got to.
She's come along.
Very well liked.
She's come a long way from what, Whip My Hair from 2012.
Oh, what a banger. I whip my hair back and forth.
Yes,
and
that was not
every
good.
Single man that had hair or none was singing it, which I find very interesting. Paul Ben singing that song, fascinating. Moving on to Meghan Trainor, a bit of parenting advice because, of course, her and Daryl Sabara. Oh, I miss him from Spy Kids. They've got a kid, right? So, like, they're in the thick of learning what it takes to be a parent. So these are the best guys to get parenting advice of. Do you want to guess very quickly what they've done in their home to make life a little bit easier?
Ooh, like a chore schedule or something?
I was thinking like, because they got, how young's the kid?
I think it's like 6 months old.
Oh, okay, definitely not a chore schedule.
Younger than I thought. No,
it's just earplugs.
Yeah.
They've installed two toilets so they can go at the same time in the same bathroom because parents just don't have enough time. I think that's kind of gross.
So do I.
Yeah.
Man, too close.
Surely they got enough money to have like another little toilet next door or something.
Separate doors. 100%.
Not even a toilet, Creeper. A petition.
Well, yeah. like when you're at the races or something.
Yeah, just a little stall.
I find couples who go to the bathroom in front of each other just very, very strange.
It's too much.
Do you guys do it? No. Nope.
Not, like, definitely not.
I find it so invasive.
Mm.
So, exactly right. And you know what? That's one of the great things. We've put the second toilet in the house. It's been the best thing ever.
Some things are, like, personal. You know, you don't 100%. Want you don't want to ruin the mystery. Like, who really wants to
hang out for that?
Once you smell certain things, you can never really go back.
You can't unsmell it.
It ruins the like sexy image of your partner that you have. Do you agree, Jackson?
Well, look, that and the bathroom's like just the only quiet place that anyone gets. Sometimes I don't even need to go to the bathroom. I'll just go stand in there to get away from everybody.
You do take a lot of selfies in your bathroom.
That's where you've run off to.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate that, guys. Coming up before 9 o'clock, Birthday Lotto is back. Plus, we'll check your news. A new FM. Good morning.
Good night, guys. Nobos. When you wake up on UFM.
Hey, guys, coming up next. First of all, I want to wish my mum a very happy 53rd birthday today.
Oh, lovely. Today.
Today, yeah.
Oh, that's
my
great.
My sister's so sweet. She messaged me this morning at like 5. She's gotten up, decked out the whole lounge room, surprised her.
Oh, that's great.
At first thought, seems very sweet, but it's not sweet. Me, my brother, and my sister have been in a sibling war for my mum's birthday.
What?
Trying to outdo each other.
Oh, God.
I thought I was in the lead, but I've lost.
Oh, no.
Details next. As we do a present wars at my house at New FM after killing Heidi. Another person on Masked Singer this year, Ella Hooper.
I didn't even know she was on there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
This is another iconic voice, hey?
Yeah.
Crazy. Definitely.
I'm Mascara right now at New FM 8:35. Welcome to Wednesday. Killing Heidi, Mascara, and New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Megan, Crevo. We're talking family present wars right now, guys. I've been a really crappy son in the last few years with mum and buying her presents because I just kind of think, look, you've got everything you need. Like, what can I really add to your life? Do you guys spend much on your parents' birthday presents?
I don't spend a lot of money, but I put a lot of effort in trying to find things like I know nice they might gift. Like. Like last year, for example, for Mother's Day, mum has this thing called a bing-bong clock. It's a bing-bong clock. She calls it a bing-bong clock.
Does it go bing-bong?
It plays little tunes, basically, at the top of every hour. The thing is, the mechanism broke in it. She bought it like 20 years ago. And the mechanism broke, so it didn't play the music anymore. There's actually a really cool place in Newcastle that got the identical clock, got the music thing, and put it into that clock, so it works again.
That is funny on so many levels, and a great story, and very thoughtful.
Meg,
yeah.
A couple of things before we move on with my story. I want you to buy me a bing bong clock.
Are you a bing bong clock? Okay, I will.
I'll have a bong clock as
and
well.
I think on tomorrow's show, we need to do an investigation into the bing bong clock because this just sounds amazing.
This is the funniest thing I've heard in quite some time. Are we just doing 13 to 09? Do you have a bing bong clock?
Bing bong.
Anyway, moving on. This year, my mum's turning 53, not a big birthday, and I realised that her big day was coming up the other day.
Yep.
My brother and sister have went all out in their presents, right? They wouldn't tell me what they got her, though. So they were like, are you going to get mum a present this year? Christian and I, my brother and sister, have spent big cash on her this year. So I didn't want to seem like the loser, the bum kid that
didn't
get her anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, look, I better spend up on her this year. She was using $2 Taboo perfume, which is like horrific.
You get like the pharmacy.
In the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Taboo.
I mean, nothing. Unless they're sponsors of the show, then we absolutely love the people from Taboo.
This smells like old lady smell.
Right.
I don't know why she wears it. Mum, come on. So I got her a really nice bottle of Marc Jacobs perfume.
Oh.
It sent me back like $170.
Okay, that's a great gift.
That's
because it lasts ages. She'll always think of you and she's using it. Very nice.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking my brother and sister, tight asses, they aren't getting her $170 present.
Yeah.
Wasn't I wrong? I thought, I've got this.
You said she's 53.
Yeah.
It's not even a big birthday.
I know, but it makes up for all the other ones I missed. Anyway, my sister has spent, little sister, $400 on my mum. She's gotten her, like, a $50 cake, decked out all the lounge room this morning, and these, like, really expensive, like, wallets and handbags.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, man, I'm coming second.
Are you sure they weren't like the copies from Paddy's Markets?
No, they were legit. They were legit. Jeez. She's after paid up the wazoo, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's her life choices.
My brother, he spoiled her even more, spent $500 on her. So I'm like, still look like the crappy son, $150.
That's still a great gift, but
not good.
I've never understood this. Like, because Meg, you had siblings as well.
Yeah.
Was there competition to impress mum?
Not at the, like, all of our family, we tend to combine. We pool our resources to get the best thing, and we're like coming up with ideas that we can all go in on together.
Did anyone else get in on the bing bong clock?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so how many participants were in the bing bong clock presents?
two of you my really sisters and myself.
I just love saying the bing bong clock.
The bing bong clock's overtaken my story here. Happy birthday, Mum. Back to the bing bong clock.
Yeah, what the hell is
that? What does the bing bong clock look like?
I will get her to take a video of it.
What what kind of songs does it sing?
It had like My Heart Will Go On, a couple of other little ones. Just, yeah.
Oh, I get it now. A big bong clock is one of those ones.
Well, like, that's a different thing, isn't it? What? What time is it? Oh, I don't know,
Let's get out on that.
Ooh, I don't know. What time is it?
Bing bong.
Birthday lotto time,
guys. We're playing for $1,550.
Jeez, you can buy a lot with that, can't you?
What could you buy?
We're looking for people born in the month of March.
A bing bong clock's expensive, mate.
Just get off it.
All right. Taking your calls now. A new FM. Let's take a call here just to see.
At random.
New FM, hello. What's your name? Hello? Hello?
Too embarrassed.
Yep.
New FM, what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Christy.
Christy, are you calling for birthday lotto?
I am, indeed.
Oh, yeah, you're live on air. Have you heard of a bing bong clock before?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries. Hold the line.
100% of callers haven't heard of it. Bonobos
now. Newcastle's 105.3. New FM.
Oh my gosh,
the Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Oh my god, this is so exciting. I just want to give this money away. It's sitting here, it's ready to go, and the qualification is so easy. You're just there, and you could win it if that's your birth month. Comes there. You're just there, just by existing.
Describe it that way before.
Well, you got to mix it up. That's accurate, what we do. We talk about it every day, right? So you got to think of different ways.
How many times do you think we've said birthday lotto in our time?
Probably around
maybe thousands.
Yeah, total yeah. Mentions. Yeah. It'd be in the thousands for sure.
Well, let's give away thousands
Let's do it, guys. Yeah. Come on.
All right, we're going to Crystal in Bolton Point. She's a dental assistant. All fair giving Maddie dental advice. How much are you going to charge him for that, babe?
On his credit card.
How long have you been a dental assistant for?
About 7 years, 8 years.
Wow, that's incredible. What's the most gross thing you've seen so far?
Oh, good question.
Abscess when a tooth comes out.
Hey, yep. Crystal. I think a lot of people get nervous going to the dentist. Can you tell me the honest truth? Do you guys judge people if they have really bad teeth?
No. Never.
Beautiful.
You must have popped some bad breath in your tongue.
To make them look pretty.
Oh, there you go. Aww. That's good.
The positivity. I love it.
Yeah, excellent. Good luck. $1,550 could be rolling your way in just a second.
What would you spend the money on, Crystal?
I don't know.
Treat yourself.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Crystal. Were you born on the 16th of March?
Oh, no.
For that millisecond, I thought you were about to go, oh, yes.
And so did I.
Oh, sorry, Crystal. Enjoy work today. Thanks for joining the show. Guys, like I said earlier, the boss has called me. Mm-hmm. Birthday Lotto is playing right across your workday. Another four or five chances coming up.
How good is that?
Somebody could get rich today.
You've got to keep it on UFM for that, guys. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson, though. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thank you. Let's do this. Getting you through Wednesday. Glorious. 105 minutes commercial free sounds like Macklemore and Glorious. I love Kesha, right? Let's get on, crazy kids. And Dua Lipa set to touch down in Australia in 2022 for a world tour. I'm so excited for this with Elton John, Cold Heart.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And, hey, I've just got to remind you guys, don't forget the Novo's Give Back is still a thing. Mm. Newfm.com.au. If you'd like to, I guess, give a helping hand to somebody you know, a friend, family member, colleague, or a group, $500 a week we're giving them. Tell us their story. We call them up and give them the money. It's that easy, guys.
Yeah, that's right. It's all thanks to ANA Hot Water Services, Hot Water Systems, newcastle.com.au. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake, and the Valley.
Awesome. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.